it's just a rap thing. And when your heart's pounding out of your chest, you can feel the room shaking as you're running out of breath. If you're ready to rock, we'll just let it roll. Are you ready now? Are you ready to move? Let's be just move.
All right, everybody, we're back with episode 23, the Michael Jordan of episodes of the Sounds of Struggle.
This is going to be the greatest episode of all time for basketball, and we're not going to mention a damn thing about basketball.
Because it's stupid and we're white.
Well, you might be.
Well,
I'm clear. Larry's not white. Larry's clear.
We call that transparent mode.
Exactly.
And, we don't know how to play basketball. We just throw something up in there and then, you know, the,
Skeet shoot it. Skeet shoot!
Yeah. And then the darker fellows dunk it. That's how we know how to play basketball.
That's kind of funny.
I don't think they know what that was.
That's thunder. That was off the phone in the app, but there actually is thunder.
Yeah. So, speaking of things that mess up weather, what is it?
I don't know.
Really?
Yeah. Air horns.
Okay, well, I'm now changing my segue.
Okay.
Speaking of things that are really loud, it's going to be me after I just won the 2017 CWC Canada Cup, bitch!
There it is.
Yay, me!
And his name is Chris Parrish.
Yay, and I gave Jack Pratt a black eye.
That's it?
Yeah, I punched him in the face.
Yeah, but you should have done more.
I did, I beat him.
But you should have done more.
I did, I killed him almost.
Ah, attempted murder. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I got paid to do it. And I put a trophy on his face while I dead stared his stupid girl named Dad.
And the whole time you were like, fuck you!
Yeah, pretty much.
Woohoo!
So, yeah. So, Jack Bride, suck on my balls. Because I beat you. And it was straight up. I kicked out all the outside interference, and I beat you one-on-one, so you can blow me.
Speaking of which, who the hell came out with you? That wiener-looking guy?
Yeah. Well,
is that?
Yeah, he's kind of a dork. However, that is Vince Austin's nephew.
Vince Austin has a nephew?
Yeah, I know, and he smells a lot better than Vince Austin, too.
Well, that's not that hard. You can roll around in pig shit and smell better. Yeah.
His name is Skyler Paris Austin.
Okay.
He's a spa man.
Whatever you're into.
All I know is he has a lot of money, and he gave me money. So
it's a win-win situation.
He gave somebody else, Andrew Hawks, money, so I took his spot in the Canada Cup tournament.
Fair enough.
And then, yeah. Because I was too busy stealing the show at Pure Power Wrestling on the night where that first round of the Canada Cup was.
Yeah.
When,
and you still show up late and win. Good for you.
So, you know.
Wait, does that mean you officially get Jack Pratt's spot in the O'Burke Cup now?
I don't know. He wouldn't actually comment on it. So, we'll see what happens. We should, because let's be honest, I'm always in the Leo Burke Cup.
Actually, I have every year, except for this year.
Yeah.
I wasn't even offered a spot to try and get in.
Well, you had a tag title match.
I don't care. I'll do both.
I mean, you got...
Let me do double duty.
You got screwed in a tag title match.
Yeah.
But, I mean...
You know, one of us should just, like, show up in his place and just be like,
surprise, motherfucker.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I might do that.
Yeah, you should.
Because, I mean...
You should.
You and Sean can go out and just steal the tag titles. I'll go out there and steal the Leo Burke Cup. And I'll take that with my Canada Cup. So then I'll be the Leo Burke Canada Cup dual cup man.
It'll be double fisting.
That'll be one man, two cups filled with beer. You'll have tag titles, and we'll be awesome.
Riggity, riggity, wreck, son.
And then afterwards, we'll go to our favorite wobbly pop stop first round and absolutely crush them beers.
My man.
Yeah. Because that's what we do.
Yeah.
Wubba lubba jump jump.
Two cups. Biatch.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Congratulations. That's good. That's
thank
good
you. You know, I like to thank me because, I mean, without me, it wouldn't have happened. But yep. I also like to thank the rest of Tag Struggle.
Yay!
Because without them, I mean, I'd be, you know, just drinking alone a lot.
Yeah. Right me now. Too. I do that anyways, yeah. But whatever.
No.
Listen to the rain!
Yeah! This is getting really wet outside. However...
You make shit wet.
Well, I mean, it's what I do. Speaking of things that are wet... I'm gonna jump all the way to the NFL because how sweaty do you think Eddie Lacy was having to drop them 2 pounds to weigh under 255 so he can get $55,000 extra dollars?
I'm amazed he actually did it.
I mean, Fatty Lacy lost some weight.
2 pounds. Good for him.
Wow. And then...
What, he didn't take a big shit?
I don't know, but he probably celebrated by eating, so he probably weighs at least 260 now.
Oh, at least.
At least.
At least.
And then staying with the Seahawks, because we all...
love them so goddamn much.
Yeah. Colin Kaepernick could be the backup quarterback for the Seattle Seahawks. Yeah, the Seahawks are gay. We don't like them. And anybody who's offended by that, we don't care.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
Controversial.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ask us why we're using that word before you call us anything else.
Because we sexually identify as bagels.
Right. French toast for me.
Yeah. Breakfast food.
Yeah. Well, French toast bagel. It's my favorite bagel.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Things you didn't know, you know now. Because we're informative.
We are a little bit all right.
Yeah. We're Shrugalicious. Just like my French toast bagels.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, NFL, I mean, they're just, you know, kind of doing mini camps right now, training camps. I mean, I'm excited for NFL season.
I'm excited to drink outside.
Yeah. I mean, you can't even drink out of the Super Bowl. I mean, how bad is that? I mean,
it doesn't even look like a bowl.
Yeah, it's not even... That's why, like, cups are always better.
But you think a bowl would just be a giant fucking cup. But no!
Oh, I mean, something to put, like, breakfast in, like cereal. Like, that would be cool.
You in the Stanley Cup?
Well, exactly, and you can drink out of it. So that is why...
You can do keg stands on it?
That's why we're going to focus to the NHL, because they have a better trophy.
Yes, they one of the best in all sports.
Yeah. And one thing I want to talk about is the playoffs, because that's big right now.
It's huge.
Ryan Johansson, Ryan Kesler, they're butting some heads, aren't they?
Yes. I watched the first two games of the series. It is, it's going to be a good series. Yeah. It's been really fun to watch so far.
Ryan Johansson flat out coming out and saying, I don't see how anybody can cheer for a guy like Ryan Kesler.
You know what? I agree with him.
Well, I mean, as, you know, a fan of the Oil Nation, I mean, well, nobody ever cheers for Ryan Kesler. I think even, like, Canuck fans back in the day had a hard time cheering for Ryan Kesler.
They just have a hard time in general.
And people in Anaheim still forget they have hockey, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, that first game was embarrassing. Yeah. I did send out a tweet when I was watching that first game. I don't know if you saw it. Comparing the attendance to that game to a certain BC promotion that neither one of us are allowed at anymore.
It was almost as bad as that Ottawa Senators game where they didn't even fill out their arena. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, no, this one was worse, though, I think.
Yeah, so, I mean, seriously, your team's in the playoffs.
And it looks like a fucking, Arizona Coyotes game. Oh, no one's there.
No one cares. It looks like a Big West wrestling show. Oh! Yeah, we said it. Marty Sugar can't sell tickets. What a surprise.
There's other things you can't do, too, but we're not going to say them on here.
Pay us down. Moving on. So, Right now, we have Ottawa Senators sitting one game up on the
which surprised the hell out of me.
Very defensive game.
Very.
Pretty boring to watch.
Anderson standing on his head, though.
Well, is he, like, sleepwalking or sleep goaling? No.
What?
Oh, my God. I mean, that is boring hockey.
Yeah.
I mean, turning me completely against the Ottawa Senators now. As much as I don't like Justin Schultz, I want him to now beat the Ottawa Senators.
Just him or the whole team?
It doesn't matter. As long as the Senators lose now.
Okay, yeah.
Officially...
I'm not a fan of... And going back to the Game 7 for the Oilers and Ducks, how the Ducks played the trap... It's boring hockey.
Well, I mean, as a wrestling guy, like, how can you go against a team that has the HBK line?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, and I'm a Shawn Michaels guy right here, folks. So, I mean, biased, I guess. That guy's in a suit and he's fat, white shirt, and it's raining. How
he
gross.
He has some big fucking pancake nipples. Goddamn.
Yeah. Pancakes. And we're not even by IHOP.
No. Well, there might be one. Oh, there's Denny just over there.
Yeah. Maybe it was his birthday and he ate for free. Who knows?
Fuck, he must have eaten. Like, he must have a birthday every damn day then. Goddamn, he's huge.
Then in the other series, we have a series tied 1-1.
Yep. Good hockey.
Yeah.
Good hockey.
Way better than the other series.
Yes. Which is going on, I believe that started about 10 minutes ago. So
no, the Ottawa game's tonight.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
It started
again,
10 minutes ago.
Again, people, we record on Mondays. Show comes out Thursdays. We know when it comes out, it's behind.
Just like how...
We don't care, though. We talk about the now.
I was going to say, just like how all your cellmates are behind you because you're in prison and getting butt-touched.
Tag, you're it.
Ew.
And you're walking funny.
Speaking of which, though, look at the... Was it last game of the Caps and Penguins series? Don't you think Sidney Crosby should have been pulled out for, I don't know, smacking his head against the boards incredibly hard?
I don't understand how this has anything to do with being tagged from behind, but...
Well, he kind of...
Oh, he did tag the boards with his head, so I'll connect the dots
there. There was a guy behind him, technically.
Well, I heard he didn't even get tested for a concussion, but at the same time, if there were protocols that he met... And they just weren't talked about. Who are we to judge?
I guess it's true, yeah.
However, he did come back and have a pretty good game the next game out, so...
It's true, yeah. But also, because of that game, the Caps have tied the second worst record all time of 11 losses in Game 7. Tied with Detroit. I can only imagine number one overall is probably Vancouver.
Yeah, they suck. But, I mean, then again, they'd have to actually make Game 7, too. So, I know the only way to confuse the Vancouver Canucks is take them to Game 7 in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Yes.
However, I don't know how many other Game 7s they were in.
Probably a couple.
They have won a few. I mean, Pavel Bure pretty much made sure of that. I mean, they lost a lot of Game 7s to your Blackhawks.
Yes, they did.
So, I mean, that's funny.
That is very funny.
Because it happened, like, a lot of years in a row, too. So, I mean, that was just embarrassing. It's like you never learned how to do anything better.
Well, it is the Vancouver Canucks.
Right.
But, not quite seven. But, go to number six instead. That's in 6 years, $29 million for Ben Bishop.
Ben Bishop. Big Ben, yeah, getting paid. Got traded to the Dallas Stars.
Kind of surprising.
It wasn't. I think only because Dallas has so many goalies as it is. They already had Carey Lehtinen and Niami. But those two guys didn't get the job done.
Clearly not.
And you know what? Good on Dallas for making a move and getting it done. I mean, just like I guess Carolina doing the same thing with Scott Darling.
Yep.
You know, they identified a need and did it before Vegas had a chance to take it away.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I mean, good on them for acting fast. And let's face it, I mean, Dallas now has a lot better of a team now. They actually have a number one goalie.
Yeah. I shouldn't say hopefully, but they should be able to turn their stuff around now. Shit together. They're pooping a group.
As long as they can stay healthy, because we know injuries didn't exactly help them out.
No, that's
this
very
past
true.
Season
that's
either.
Very true.
I guess going to the Vegas situation, the expansion draft is about a month away now.
Just over a month away.
A little over a month away. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I'm pretty curious to see
Actually, I am
protected lists from all the teams that they have to submit, and then the team gets revealed on the awards. So I believe that the lists, protective lists, have to be submitted by the 19th, and then the team gets selected on the 21st.
Has to be selected by 21st. Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
So and this is of June, not May. So it's kind of very curious to see who's going to be left out. I mean, I thought Ben Bishop was going to be a name that Vegas would have taken as a number one.
Now they have two possibilities.
Ben Bishop actually admitted that he talked to Vegas, and they said they wanted to go younger.
Ooh.
So my thing is, are they going to try to attack a Matt Murray? Are they going to try to go for Hellebuck in Winnipeg? Even as an Oilers guy, they're going to go after Laurent Brossoit.
They could.
I mean, very high possibilities, because only teams can only protect one goalie.
Yeah.
And if they already have a no-move contract like Fleury does in Pittsburgh, I mean, they have to get protected no matter what. So, I mean...
Yeah, the way I remember reading it was they can either choose to protect one goalie on, like, 3D and... something like that. Or they can choose to protect 10 skaters. And
a goalie.
And a goalie,
yes. Okay. 10 skaters and a goalie, or one goalie, 3 defensemen, 7 forwards, I believe.
Yeah, something like that. So, I wonder if you could protect a second goalie doing that. Doing the 10 skaters. Because technically a goalie is a skater, right?
No, they actually consider goalies not to be a skater.
So you have to leave one of your goalies available.
I think so.
I think they'd be stupid not to take Murray.
Well, I mean,
he is so young good.
That's the thing. It's like, I guess if Pittsburgh makes a move before, you know, there's protector list.
Although, isn't it also something about, like, everybody who's on their entry-level contract is protected because they're brand new?
Yeah, you have to...
Because he technically is still only year two.
See, that's
so he might be okay.
I think it's more of an age thing, not a...
Okay.
Or games played thing, so I'm not really too sure on those specifics. I do believe he will not be protected by Pittsburgh unless other moves have happened. But, I mean, man, I look at Winnipeg, and I see that they have Hutchinson, and they have Pavlich, and they have Hellebuck. I would assume one of the either Hutchinson or Hellebuck could be picked off on Winnipeg, and I don't think Hutchinson would be a goalie that Vegas would want. I think Hellebuck's closer to being a possible starter.
I don't know why they're protecting Pavlik, though.
They have to. It's a no move.
Oh, he's got no move. That would be why.
So okay. I think that's why.
Yeah, they really messed that one up because they didn't even use him.
I mean, they sent him down to their AHL team, but they did bring him back up before the season end, and he actually didn't play that bad. He actually seemed to play better. But at the end of the day, I mean, you could lose a good young goalie. And that's not something you want. I mean, they do have Eric Comrie in the minors being their...
Who's also over in Germany right now?
I don't know.
I think it's him and...
I thought it was Calvin Picard and Chris Johnson as the Canada goalies.
I thought originally it was Conway's the third goalie.
No, see, that I don't know.
Yeah. But anyways.
You could be right on that one, I don't know. I know Canada didn't actually... I don't think they had a great goalie selection.
Well, it's clear they lost to fucking Switzerland!
Hey, they make nice watches.
You know what? Switzerland's a sleeper team.
And knives, and I mean, we could battle one or two, but I mean, I think...
They have all the money in holding, and they have chocolate, and they have a lot of stuff that you don't think about.
I mean, there's pros and cons to Switzerland, but at the end, they're pretty neutral.
Yeah. They even out pretty easily.
Yeah, so...
But yeah, no, they've been doing surprisingly well.
Their banks are fantastic.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean...
But these whole world championships right now have been interesting. Guy from Slovenia tried to kick guy in the face from Switzerland. It happened. Italy is scoring on themselves. France beat Finland 5-1. Like, it's this whole thing is just...
Germany beat the United States.
Yeah. And speaking of Germany, Draisaitl's over there kicking ass.
Well, come on, man. He's the German god.
Yeah.
I mean...
He is to Germany what... Insert Nazi joke here.
He's the complete... opposite of what Hitler was. He's a miracle, not a...
Detriment?
asshole.
Sure.
But yeah, no, staying on with the Vegas thing, I personally think from the Oilers, they're probably going to take either a Pouliot or a...
What about Davidson?
Davidson's on Montreal. They traded him for Desharnais.
Where have I been? I got to put this drink down.
But yeah, no, I think either Pouliot, maybe even Letestu, very high possibility yeah, Letestu goes, or Brassois. One of those three guys are most likely to go. I'm very curious to see who from Chicago. I'm thinking maybe Marcus Kruger.
Yep. Seems to be, now that Darling's gone, him or Trevor Van Riemsdyk seems to be, those would be two names that they've been talking about.
Possibly a defenseman. I mean.
Like Van Riemsdyk.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, it all depends on, I guess, from the other teams and, like, the protection.
Who's available, yeah.
I mean, there's so many questions on this because you just don't know. So you can only speculate. But, I mean, that's the fun part about these things. I still want to see the jerseys.
Yeah. I wonder if they're going to look anything like the London Knights. Because I guess there was some controversy because the early drafts were supposed to look a lot like theirs and they were pissed.
Oh, I don't know. I know that was about the logo and stuff.
Yeah.
I do know that this next season is when Adidas takes over the jerseys for the NHL. Each team will have a home and an away. There will be no third jersey.
Whatever, I guess.
I mean, Reebok did the same thing when they first started, and then a couple years in, started branding into the third. I think it was just, you know, you got to get push out these.
Now, do you think that also includes the...
You got to push out, like, 62 or 64 jerseys in, like, a year. So, I mean...
True. But do you think because of that, they also... That will go for the people doing, like, the Winter Classics and stuff? They'll have to use the same jerseys as normal? Or do you think they'll get the exception?
I think they do have an exception.
Okay.
I think specialty games do have an exception.
So, perfect. Another new Chicago jersey.
Yeah. A new Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe the Rangers. Actually, I think the Rangers do have an outdoor game, don't they? Is it them in Buffalo?
I think it's them in Buffalo, yeah.
So...
And I want to say...
That joke went wrong.
Yeah.
Because... But I mean,
actually, the one that they came out with a couple years ago, where it says New York instead of the Rangers on it, and the diagonal wording, I really like it.
Yeah,
it is nice.
One little tidbit too: all these Adidas jerseys, from what I've been hearing, will be debuted on the NHL draft or at the NHL draft.
And the awards. You know what? That's actually something.
Not the awards. The draft. So
you know what? I'm actually kind of looking forward to these. I kind of, you know, just I'll wait and listen later on. But
I do hope a lot of teams just keep the look. Like I hope a team like Florida, who just debuted New Jersey,
keeps them. Yeah.
I think a lot of the original six teams, not all the original six teams, stay pretty consistent.
Do you think that they have a say, or do you think that Adidas just does what they want?
No, from what I understand, that there's a say. Owners do have a say. But, I mean, because, I mean, I couldn't see Lou Lamoriello not having a say in New Jersey's jerseys in the past. Because I know he was pretty against having a third jersey. That's why you never saw New Jersey really have one until only when that green one where they had the
green. That's more of a classic look, really.
Yeah, and that was really from the outdoor game, and that green patch was for St. Paddy's.
You know what? I don't like the green. They're red and black. It just looks better.
Yeah, I think a lot of people kind of want to see a black jersey, to be honest. But, I mean, black's pretty overdone in hockey, or it was.
Sports in general.
Yeah, so...
You know what one's not really overdone? Purple. I mean, other than...
Is that a bad thing?
Other than the Anaheim Mighty Ducks, has there ever been any other team?
Kings.
That doesn't count.
Kings had a purple jersey.
That doesn't count.
Oh, purple more or less.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That and the yellow one, but, I mean, really, nowadays, is there anybody?
Well... It's kind of a stupid color.
But no one does it.
There's a reason.
I'm just saying, like, you want to be different, get it out there. Because it went from, like, well, you know, the Oilers having tints of orange, and now suddenly there's several teams.
You know what team should do it? If Calgary and Oilers ever have an outdoor game, the Oilers should do a purple jersey just because, you know, you're going to go against Ronald McDonald, so then we can look like Grimace.
True.
I mean.
True.
I prefer the Hamburglar because, I mean...
I also think, personally, that the Flyers should go back to the black and white one they had back in the early 2000s. I really like that one.
Yes, I don't know. I actually like their jersey right now, too. I wouldn't mind them have that alternate when they have the alternate of going a black version of what they have.
Yeah.
But I like that old school kind of look they had, like especially with the name bar.
I did not like the gold. I mean, I know it's just for this year, but I did not like.
Yeah, no, that, I mean, that looks. LA also had it too, and I just thought that was a little bit excessive. But
didn't someone else have it too?
St. Louis. St. Louis, it made sense. It actually like looked good on St. Louis.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just gold is a
50-year. Yeah. Whatever, I get that. Yeah.
Pittsburgh had that, I believe, 1 year as well.
Yeah.
But I think that was last year, and they already had the gold, so I don't think it mattered.
Yeah.
It kinda... Either that or Pittsburgh's next year. It's one of the two. But yeah. Also, one last thing I wanted to touch up on for the NHL is the Olympics. 2018, there's still hope or a possibility that negotiations have NHL players representing the Olympics. I mean,
do tell.
Is this, well, I mean, they're just saying there's always still negotiations going on between the NHL and, what is it, the IOC or whatever they're called. However, it's just, it just seems like this issue's apparently not gonna get resolved, but they're always gonna try. So I mean, are we actually gonna see any progress? I mean, it's just a matter. I believe all the players want it.
Yeah.
I think the owners may not want it as much, unless you're the Washington owner, who obviously supports Ovechkin doing it anyway.
The only chance Ovechkin has to actually win something.
Which, by the way, good on him for being so outspoken on an issue.
Yeah.
And like not really.
If you end up having. I mean, this is just a hypothetical. If you have the top guys from every team, so you have like McDavid and, you know...
Well, Draisaitl would play in
Germany. Draisaitl and...
I mean, no others would have almost outs.
Klefbom might?
Well, I'd say Klefbom would be in Sweden.
Yeah, maybe.
Sekera would be on for his team as well. Larson would be on there.
Yeah.
Czech Republic, I believe.
Oh, okay. But I mean, then you have like, say, Taze, Kane... Keith,
but then would Cam Talbot be a third goalie for Canada?
He could very well be.
I mean,
but no, you got guys like that, and you have Crosby, Malkin for Pittsburgh. And you got all your top guys to kind of come together and be like, we want to play, we're going to go play. The NHL is not going to be like, no, you're all fired. Think of the talent that they just threw away. If all those guys got together and said, we want to play, they're going
to
let them.
No, but at the same time, they all have written contracts to the National Hockey League.
That's true.
So they all could be in breach of contract if they don't do whatever their owners.
That is true.
So I mean,
but do you think if they all did it at the same time, do you think they'd do something about it? Because that's a lot of talent. That's a lot of top names that you're suddenly getting rid of now.
Yeah, but when you look at, I mean, let's pinpoint Taze and Kane for an example. Do you give up $10.5 million to play two extra weeks of hockey?
If you want to play for your country in the Olympics, you would.
And then it's like. But at the end of the day, it's, I mean, there's a lot that could be lost.
That's true.
For these guys as well. So, I mean, it's a very tough situation. Not to mention, is this not, I would almost say a little bit of, okay, just because you want something, is this a matter of, oh, I'm going to whine until I get it kind of a thing? Or is it, hey, guess what? It's, you know, the big, it's a big league. It's a contract kind of a thing. It's a... You know what? NHL just isn't in the Olympics this year. As much as it sucks, it's not happening. Suck it up, and maybe in 4 years you do it. I mean, I don't know. Just because I think the NHL players whine about it doesn't mean they should just automatically get it in my eyes. I mean, that's kind of how this whole labor stuff goes. It seems like it always favors the players and not the owners.
Speaking of which, don't we have another labor thing coming up next year or two?
No, I think it's a while back. Yeah. But I mean, the thing is, the real people that lose aren't the players, it's not the owners, it's the fans. I mean, they're the ones who always lose out of this, whether it's a hockey stoppage, whether it's a restriction from the Olympics. But at the end of the day, it's not... I mean, the players can say, oh, this is what I really wanted to see, and the owners could be like, well, I mean, I understand this is what they want. We want to, like, make our money, too. But, I mean, the fans have to spend the money all the time, and they don't ever get money themselves. It's not like a team's like, oh, thank you, fans. We're going to give you money back. I mean, they're the ones who are always constantly supporting, but they're constantly getting the middle finger, too, whether... So...
It kind of seems to be the way it is all around, though.
Yeah, and I'm just saying, it's like, at the end of the day, players, owners, why don't you just do what's best for everyone? Not what's best for yourselves, but what's best for everyone. And sometimes, maybe just, you know, sacrifice a couple bucks here and there to, you know, make other people happy.
I agree.
So, But yeah, I mean, so that pretty much takes the NFL out. It takes out the NHL.
Besides Kovalchuk becoming...
Oh, yeah, Kovalchuk.
Be able to talk to people as of July 1st and maybe do a sign-and-trade kind of thing with New Jersey.
Ilya, wants to come back and play in the NHL. Probably because nobody wants him on their team in the KHL.
Yeah.
Because he's been a little baby. I mean...
Little bitch!
Yeah. Yeah, as of July 1, I mean, he could officially do a sign-and-trade because the New Jersey Devils still own his rights.
Yes.
I guess as it looks at it, they still have, like, 8 years left on his, like, if his...
Do they still have to pay him?
See, I don't know what the deal is with that. I thought, like, because he retired that the contract died.
Yeah.
But if he came back before the contract end, they would have his negotiation rights or something. So I know that there had to be a vote by the owners to accept him coming back in. I think that was a... I think
it'd
that's just...
they got denied.
I think that was just the logistics. It would be funny if he got denied.
Like, no, you can stay over in Russia. We don't want you.
But I'm not too sure if it was every owner or whatever had to say yes or, like, how that... Or if it was majority.
Yeah.
But from what I understood, all the owners had to... Or all the NHL clubs had to approve... Or get a chance to... So, I'm not too sure on the logistics of if it's, like I said, majority or, you know, universal.
Yeah.
So, the fact that, you know, he's allowed to come back in, now it's a matter of, okay, maybe he actually plays for New Jersey. We don't know.
Yeah, he might.
I mean, you know, like, would playing online apparently with Taylor Hall and possibly Nolan Patrick be of any...
I've heard him express interest to... play with what's his name, Radulov over in Montreal.
Yeah, and that's a possibility. I personally see him staying in the East. I don't think he's made to be a West team. But I mean, we should almost say Ilya Kovalchuk will be the next captain of the Toronto Maple Leafs.
And you might as well start that rumor. Yeah, someone else is going to. So
either that, or he's going to be a Leaf and. Blue and white 17 sweaters are going to be flying off the charts.
Except for 17 you can't use because of Clark's jersey being retired.
They'll unretire it because it's Ilya motherfucking Kovalchuk.
Because the Russian.
Yeah.
Because Vladimir Putin will threaten to bomb him.
Yeah, he's going to bring a cup, man. Because we all know it's the Leafs year now.
Yeah, sure. Just like how he brought all those cups to Atlanta.
Yeah, and then New Jersey. For, like, what, a game, like, a season, and then he's like, oh, I want to go play back home in Russia, because I don't like it here.
Yeah, big bitch.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It'll be really tough to say. I wouldn't be surprised kind of go see, maybe see him in Vegas, just because of the salary cap. He might have a cap high enough for them to make the floor. I mean, that's a real possibility.
Yeah.
Florida could be a possibility. A lot of teams that have money to spend, I believe, will be the team that...
Yeah, that's true. That'd be interesting.
Unless he has, like, a chance to go on, like, Pittsburgh and takes a small contract.
That'd be interesting.
I mean...
Terrifying.
We've seen him before. Players who are like that will either, you know, sign the big money, or they'll take the sacrifice so they can win. I mean, hey, in Edmonton we saw that with Chris Russell.
That's true.
And he flat out came out today saying he wants to stay as an Edmonton Oiler.
That's comforting.
It very much is. But, I mean, I personally look at that. What does that say about, you know, the Edmonton Oilers' perception now moving forward?
They don't hate themselves anymore?
Well, I think now, too, it's like just with all the success that this year brought, I mean, now is Edmonton Oilers one of those marketable teams at free agents?
I would say so. I don't even know if it's necessarily the Oilers or if it's just McDavid. Like, that's why Lucic came here.
Well, I mean, it's also that. Bob Nicholson, who's one of the most respected men behind the scenes.
That guy's a fucking ham.
Yes, but he brought us Chiarelli, brought us McClellan, which brought us Lucic.
Gretzky.
Which brought us Stanley Cup. Well, that's also another thing, too. It brought Wayne Gretzky back to the Edmonton Oilers.
That's true.
Who in itself pretty much brought Mark Messier back. And these are great hockey minds to help teach young guys.
Yeah, they're okay. So, I mean, they're not great, but they're alright.
Well, one's actually nicknamed the Great One.
Yeah, and The Rock's nicknamed the Great One, but he's only got 8 championships in his career. He's not Ric Flair.
Yeah, but Do they have any move retired by All Wrestling? Like, Gretzky has his number retired by all teams?
I think the pile driver is now. Now that Undertaker's gone, he's probably not going to ever be used again.
I don't know, because I asked Xavier Woods about it after he pile drove Paige, and he says it's legal.
Yeah, off camera. Live events only.
Actually, it was on two cameras.
That's true. And we want to thank Ryback for being the third cameraman.
Yeah. The big guy has a scoop.
A scoop it. Yeah, you know what? Let's leave that alone. That guy's a douche.
Yeah.
But a douche. Well, switching over to wrestling.
Yeah, we might as well go to wrestling now. Backlash is less than a week away.
Less than a week.
This Sunday.
Sunday.
We don't actually have to give up a day. We can just say this Sunday and it'll work no matter what day of the week.
Yay.
So pretty much the roster has been finalized. So we are seeing AJ Styles against Kevin Owens for the U.S. title.
I'm looking forward to it.
I think that match might actually steal the show.
I agree.
Just like myself and Jack Pratt stole the show on Saturday.
Well, you stole the show. You just beat his ass.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, one man effort. And then we
like masturbation. You did it all by yourself.
Word. And I finished with the cup.
Don't want to talk about it. That's weird.
One man, one cup. Bam. No, and then for the WWE title, you have Jinder Mahal going up against Randy Orton, who has really been making a name for himself on Twitter lately.
Yeah, calling out everyone on the indies for... didn't it start with him saying that Bubba Ray Dudley is just like, he wasn't diving, he's just fat falling?
Yeah, it wasn't so much a big man diving as much as a fat man falling. Or fat old man falling.
Yeah.
And then I showed a picture of a fat kid falling on a chair into a pool, which was really funny.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
A blown up pool.
And then he issues an apology, which is like really just like basically making fun of them more, and all these indie guys are losing their shit. I think it's entertaining. And I really don't care.
The Young Bucks accepted his apology.
Yeah, and also told him where they can buy his t-shirts. Yeah. It's funny.
I'm very curious about the Randy Orton Jinder Mahal match. Very much surprised that Jinder Mahal is getting a push the way he is. Is definitely doing a good job so far with it.
Yep.
Although
I am getting kind of bored already of the very, very played out, I'm from another country, you'll respect me, blah, blah, blah. It's been done so much, I'm just like, okay.
Yeah.
Take it to the next level. I like, he's doing something, now take it to the next level. Do something different.
Well, I mean, at the same time, this is going to get, I believe that is always going to transcend him, getting him that reaction that he needs, and then it's up to him to see how long he can keep it and grow from it. Two, I think the fact that it's the Punjab thing, I mean, let's face it, he always could have done it better than Great Khali.
Yeah.
And the fact that he has a little group now with the Singh brothers should be very interesting to see what they do moving forward with these.
Yeah. Bunch of Canadian guys who are...
Yeah.
Just, living the dream.
Yeah, we got all three guys from Calgary playing as a... Well, I mean, they are... from the Punjabi area, in descent, we'll say.
Punjabi descent, yes.
Yes.
I just like
Bollywood background.
I just like how many Canadians are on the main roster. It's awesome.
No, Canada is killing it. Just like the chick walking out of first round is killing it with her breasts.
Titties!
Very nice. But moving forward, how can you not think Randy Orton's going to
lose?
I mean... He's obviously going to retain the title. I just don't see Jinder Mahal getting the title.
No, I don't
either. With that being said, I do think this is going to continue on for a little bit. I wouldn't be surprised if this...
I'm wondering if AJ Styles wins the U.S. title and then Owens immediately goes after the heavyweight.
I don't know. I mean, I don't think I would have transitioned the U.S. title this much right now. I mean,
I wouldn't either, but stranger things have happened.
It's true. James Ellsworth has been hired by the WWE.
Still there. Being a manager to a bunch of ladies and, basically something... He's kind of just there. As the quote-unquote disgusting eye candy. Holy shit.
Yeah. Another chick also...
Titties!
Let's just say the eyes are a beautiful thing. And if you're a blind listener, then, oh, man, we are...
Sorry, Helen Keller, but this one's for us.
Yeah, we hope you're not here then, because you wouldn't be able to enjoy the sight of sexy that we get to see. But yeah, no, speaking of James Ellsworth, he is in the corner of Carmella, who is now part of a faction with Natalia. Tamina.
I think the name is stupid, but
what is the name?
Apparently, they're going with the Welcoming Committee.
Yes,
which is just dumb.
See, now the one thing I don't understand is how come you have a welcome committee with one of the greenest people on the roster in Carmella?
I don't know.
Especially when, like, on the other side you have Becky Lynch, Charlotte, and Naomi, who've all been in the company longer than her.
This is like you asking how can you have a faction that gets over huge in Lethbridge with OWE with one of the greenest guys ever in Jay. It just happens.
To be quite honest.
And a knob like Sidney Steele. Really, like, you carried that faction until I got there. And then we carried the faction.
Yeah, and Bulldog was a fat fuck. He hurt my back. Then he turned on me and ended it.
Like a dick.
Because he's a bitch. Bulldog McBitch.
Bulldog McBitch. Bad dog.
Yeah.
I'm going to neuter you.
Speaking of bad bitches, these six ladies are going to be competing in a six-woman tag match. Pretty much expected.
Yeah, another month with no title defense. Huh? I mean, they do it on SmackDown, but you think you do it on a pay-per-view, too. But what do I know?
Well, I'm expected to see if anything's really going to, like...
come of this?
In the sense of, like, is an angle going to be, like, continued in a way? Like, maybe one person from one team turns or something like that? Because you'd think something has
maybe
to give
Becky
here.
Maybe Becky Lynch turns?
Well, they did...
tease it.
They did tease it. But maybe Charlotte goes back. Because I don't think she's a full-fledged baby face.
She does whatever she wants.
I mean, especially if it's taking selfies of her boobies.
And her other body parts, yes.
Yes. Yeah. Her figure eights, we'll say.
Titties!
And does this make her a figure whore?
Yes.
Yay.
Yes, it does.
I'm funny. So I don't know. But at the end of the day, no, I mean, she's a good heel.
Yeah.
I mean... so, I mean, I can't see her being babyface too long.
I think she's just good in general.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else is on the show? I don't even know what's going on.
I mean, plus, I think that just the group of Tamina.
Tamina. Tamina!
Well, she might as well be.
Yeah.
But Tamina, Natalia, and Charlotte, who's all second generation, being on the same faction, that makes more sense.
Charlotte's not on the same faction.
No, but I'm just saying, like, that three would
if
make
they
more
were,
of a three-person group.
Oh, fair enough, yeah. Tapioca, Natalia. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I agree.
And then that'd also be the thing. They're born in this family, so they're welcoming the other girls.
I do think the whole welcoming committee...
into their business.
Welcoming committee name needs to be changed. Yeah. I do think that. I think...
how about sorority sisters?
Yeah. Yeah, porno reference. And it could work now.
Well,
it could be Alexa Bliss, Charlotte, and...
I brought it up because I also wanted to go back to the whole PCB thing. Because you had Paige, Charlotte, and Becky. And two of those three have now been...
pictures and films exposed.
Exactly, and they're...
So, Becky, give us a call. We'll release them for you.
Yeah.
We'll do it very tasty way, too.
We'll
do it very
classic. The words of a Jew, you're next. Goldberg's a Jew, man. Goldberg's a Jew.
Racist, but I'll accept it.
It's not racist. It's factual.
Factually racist.
Not racist at all. I'm not saying it was bad because he's a Jew.
Well, I'm saying it's bad.
I'm just saying he knows how to make some money based on the fact that he's Jewish.
Stereotype, I like it.
Well, I'm just saying they make good accounts. However,
is your dad Jewish?
I cannot confirm nor deny, but if he's not, then he is.
Fair enough.
Then, but just the fact that their original name for their faction was supposed to be the Submission Sorority, which is also a reference to a porno movie. And then two of the three have now been leaked online of either naked selfies or videos or both. It's just hilarious to me that, you know.
Yeah, I agree.
The future is now, and the now is on the internet, and I see two of them.
All we need is a fiery redhead.
Yes.
Complete the trio.
The four whores women, so.
I mean, the Bailey'd be in there, too. I'd be okay with that.
And Sasha Banks.
And Sasha. Yeah. You know what? I'd be okay with it. Whatever. Be a little bit alright.
Now, do you think that's how the boss would get fired? See what I did there?
Yeah, I see what you did there. Yeah.
It's only one out of the four that actually were exposed, but.
So, well, two of them now.
Well, let's, okay. I know your answer would be Alexa Bliss.
What?
Like, who's really the next one? Because let's face it, we all knew that those are fakes. But, I mean, from a perverted male point of view.
I specialize in that.
I mean, who would be the next one that you want to see?
Yeah, I'd be okay with any of them.
That's a boring answer. Come on.
Liv Morgan.
See, now that would be not a bad one.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Nikki Cross.
I saw the interview she did last, I guess this past week on NXT. Straight on shot of her. Slightly terrifying. I was scare-roused.
Yeah, but you know what? She is a little bit of alright.
Yeah, she's a little bit alright. Yeah.
But moving on, staying with the backlash of...
what else is there? Like, I have no idea what else is there coming up on the show.
Well, I mean, you also have the tag titles.
Do we?
Yeah, you have the Usos defending against the Fashion Popo.
That'd be good.
I mean,
speaking of the Usos, couple of black guys.
That has no relevant to what we're talking about at all here. The Usos are not black.
Speaking of black guys,
there's some Moen.
There's also some gay guys.
It's like saying those two fat guys were heavy machinery.
Well, they're slapping each other's asses and holding hands. Yeah. So. Yeah,
oh, we got Billy and Chuck over here.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, see that now we're kind of making some strides. But yeah. So, I would assume out of all this, I mean, we have Baron Corbin and Sami Zayn is official as well.
That'd be right.
Basically, what we were saying last week. So, that'd be interesting. Obviously, you have to. I would say this match is just to kind of put them together to keep them occupied.
Yeah.
Until you move on, because I would assume. Sami Zayn has to be in line for something, and same with Baron Corbin.
Yeah, I'm getting kind of bored of both.
I mean, I think Baron Corbin will be the next heavyweight contender for Randy Orton.
That'd be sweet.
I can see... You know what, I think actually, this is what I'll predict. I'll predict that Randy Orton wins, goes on to feud with Baron Corbin. Jinder Mahal loses, and then goes on to feud with Sami Zayn. Because just the cultural shock of that feud, where you have a Canadian... playing a man from Punjabi going against a red-headed Canadian /
Arab descent
man, like that's a whole new war of the worlds that even Ring of Honor couldn't touch.
Which yeah that's true. Which we could touch on that.
That's all, that was my transition. I think it was pretty good.
Apparently I'm last into this conversation as per usual, but I guess Adam Cole is WWE/NXT bound.
Yes. So he had his farewell, his curtain call at Ring of Honor.
I didn't even know he was leaving.
Against Tanahashi. And in kind of in this night, you saw Tanahashi take the win over Adam Cole, baby.
Bye-bye.
And then the Young Bucks slid into the ring as the curtain call was going in. Go up to load up for said super kicks.
And then hugged him out.
As Adam Cole turned around, proceeded to give him a hug.
And they were in New York, so kind of, you know, curtain call-esque.
Yes. Followed by a vignette by Mr. Kenny Omega.
The cleaner!
To offer his sincerity of why he could not be there, but he wanted to give his, you know, adulation to Adam Cole because his tenure in Ring of Honor and the Bullet Club has been very well. However, in all fairy tales, every story must have
a hero and
a villain.
A villain.
Which then pans out and you see Marty Skrull.
Him joining the Bullet Club was awesome. And I enjoyed that.
Not to get ahead of ourselves, but the lights come back on in the arena and Marty Skrull's in the ring, pulls up his umbrella that has a Bullet Club logo, waves bye-bye, super kick party to Adam Cole, baby. And Adam Cole has been kicked out of the Bullet Club.
I like it.
So
not only does it establish the new guy, it's send up for the older one. It's good because also Adam Cole and NXT or WWE, that's sweet.
I do have a theory.
I will listen to said theory.
I believe he will help Bobby Roode retain the NXT Championship against Hideo Itami.
And then Itami will get hurt and have to be out again.
So then you will see a kind of a two-man power trip between Adam Cole and Bobby Roode in NXT to go on to feud with the Hideo Itami and Aleister Black.
Okay. I
can see Aleister Black and Adam Cole being at the next NXT TakeOver.
I can see that, except for I could also see in place of Aleister Black have a Cassius Ohno or Roderick Strong, because they're starting to push Roderick Strong more, and Cassius Ohno, they really haven't stopped pushing him since he got back there.
Those two guys, I think, are going to stay in a sanity kind of a feud. Okay. That's my personal opinion. That's why I put the other guys where they were.
Oh, fair enough.
And then I can see like Nikki Cross staying with the women title until, you know, that gets settled. Because I believe you'd have probably, No Way Jose, Cassius Ohno, Roderick Strong going up against Sanity.
Yeah.
I think I'm okay with that.
You know who I'm not a fan of? And through no fault of her own? It's Ruby Riott.
No.
I mean, she's not bad in the ring, technically wise, but I don't care.
She actually looks like Tom Tucker's kid.
Kid with the upside down face?
Yeah.
But I just don't care.
Like, if you were to actually correct the face and add makeup, I think that's Ruby Riott.
Ruby Riott, fix your face.
And
that's what we're saying.
Add some bad tattoos on.
But yeah, I don't care.
Promo skills are good. I'll give her that.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I will give her that.
And her in-ring skills are good too. I just don't care. Yeah. I really don't.
It's like if
she just doesn't have. She has this like that classic, you know, hey, fiery baby face, hey. It's like. Whatever.
She seems she would be better as a heel.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I hate everybody heel.
Yeah, I could see that. I think she'd be great as a heel.
Like, if anybody remembered the old CM Punk heel persona in Ring of Honor,
yeah,
that's how I would like to see Ruby Riott.
That'd be good.
And the whole Sort of Riott thing, I mean, it's just, I don't know, 280s for me. Or two, yeah. Maybe 290s, we'll say.
2-3 days grace.
It's like a poor man's Nirvana.
Even though they are Canadian, right. Yeah, still, yeah. And Nirvana also sucks. I listened to it the other day. Damn near blew my own head off.
You know what? There's only one way you can do that, and you have to do it in the bathroom, so...
Yeah.
But one of the best album covers of all time. Never mind.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean...
I'm
saying I'm into, you know, Naked Babies.
But it's iconic.
But there's
it's
money
on... iconic.
I mean, there's money on there, too. I'm like...
Speaking of money,
dollar bills, yo.
Eva Marie was murdered in a trailer for a new movie she's in.
So she was murdered in a trailer for a movie?
Yeah.
So she didn't give up said movie, so she got killed in a trailer?
Yeah.
Huh.
Guess she's in a new movie called Inconceivable with Nicolas Cage. And...
Oh, so Nicolas Cage killed her?
No.
Oh,
a hot blonde did, though. But it was sweet.
Yeah, Nicholas... No. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
But anyways, yeah, I thought that was funny.
Well,
that's all I have to say about that.
So, basically, if you want to see her wrestling career on screen, it's in the movie Inconceivable.
Yeah, she's not even a redhead in that either. She's back to a brunette.
Yeah, I heard she dyed her hair black for a while, so I'm not really too sure what was that for. It seemed it was for a movie.
Yeah.
By the way, that...
She's done some of her best work in WWE in the last few months.
I think she has done her best work in WWE You know what? I can't even say that with a straight face because she has never done any good work in WWE.
The only time she actually, no, she did one bit of good work, and that's when she had that top malfunction when she was supposed to have.
No, she blew the spot. She didn't let anybody see anything.
I was going to say she almost had an amazing moment. Mm-hmm. It was okay. Almost amazing.
It was not struggle-icious. You no. tease.
It was just a little bit of a little bit of all right.
It was a lot of...
blue balls!
Non-struggle-icious. Yes. You know what? If there's a struggle-icious sauce, you would get none of it because you don't deserve it. You tease.
Yeah.
I hate Eva Marie.
Speaking of struggle-icious sauce, there was some that was used to create a new child.
The sauce of struggle.
The sauce of struggle was used by Wesley Blake, and now he's a father.
Yes. With Sara Lee, former Tough Enough champion.
Yeah, she's the winner, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Are they going to do another one of those, or is that kind of dead?
I really hope not.
Yeah. That could have been way better, and they just didn't do anything with it.
I mean, good idea, but I mean, come on.
Yeah, they didn't do anything with it.
No. It's because... You just can't train guys to be superstars. They have to go through the ringer. Come on.
Yeah. I agree. Ricardo Rodriguez just retired. Which, I didn't realize he was that old.
So you're saying he turned the page in his wrestling career?
I guess.
He got replaced by a younger version?
I guess, in a manner of speaking, yes. I guess so.
Sorry, but the fact that, I mean...
I didn't realize he was
If you and I get gay jokes thrown at us every month at MPW shows, how can you not throw them at Alberto Del Rio and Ricardo Rodriguez back in the day?
Well, it's not gay. He was being paid. It's his job. It's not gay. You know, he's not gay, but $20 is $20.
Well, they're not gay because they're Mexican. They already look illegal.
Are you saying gays are illegal?
No. I'm just saying Mexicans are.
Fair enough. Let's insult every demographic. I like where this is going.
First was the Jews, now I guess. Yeah. Why not?
Braun Strowman's out for a while with the injury, having surgery and whatnot, which sucks because he's just getting rolling real hot and now he's gone.
Well, he's gone.
The only thing I didn't like was that he comes out on Raw last week and he's in a sling. And it's like...
because even him with one arm still could probably beat up half the roster.
Yeah, but, I mean, like, he's been built up for a monster for so long, to see then suddenly come out and see him kind of vulnerable, it's like, that kind of kills it.
Yeah, but unless he just, like, you know, like, swatted Kalisto and like, smushed him, it would have been funny.
Yeah, I agree, but it's just...
it's like, shut up.
Yeah, I know. It's, like, I don't like that they built him up for a monster for so long, and now suddenly he just seems vulnerable, and I wish that they...
they could have just used promos to hype his return.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. They could have done, you know, when he tried to attack Roman Reigns more, he went through the door. That's when he hurt himself. Okay, fine. But don't actually show him being vulnerable, you know? I don't know. For me, I like that.
Well, I think they also saw the fact that, let's face it, Braun Strowman is a big, giant baby face right now because he is getting more cheers than a lot of their baby faces because all he does is beat the living piss out of Roman Reigns.
Well, to be fair, Roman Reigns deserves it for what he's wearing.
I mean, the fans said it. You deserve this.
Yeah, exactly. So, for what he's wearing.
What is he wearing that upsets you?
I don't know. I just heard that in a rape rally once and I just assumed that's a word for everything.
Very valid reasoning.
Yes.
But yeah, so maybe it's just the way of the fact that this is just Vince being Vince. It's like, look, if he's going to get cheered, you show vulnerability so when he comes back, the fans get behind him more.
Maybe, that's possible.
I mean, I don't know.
Well, you know what? For now, I don't really like it, but we'll wait and see. I mean, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt, I guess.
Yeah. You know what we do like?
What's that?
Beer.
Yes.
And it's getting around beer o'clock.
Okay, two more quick things. New Japan unveils new U.S. title and a tournament to follow. I like it.
Where's the cool Canadian title?
Yeah, it's
better. Come on, Japan. We got the same colors here.
Yeah, you think so.
Let's go.
We just take our little red dot, we just stretch it into a leaf. But anyways, and then...
or we just smudge the leaf to a dot.
That too. Apparently JR is going to call an NXT title match.
Yes.
This weekend on Saturday.
I think it'll be the tag title match between DIY and we. You know what? We always forget the NXT Takeover.
We do. We're really bad for that. And we always talk about it after the fact, though.
And we mentioned it about with the Adam Cole, but now we might as well just plug it.
Yeah.
So we got NXT Takeover Chicago, where Hideo Itami said Chicago is a perfect place for someone to go to sleep. So it's a bit of a, you know,
little plug, hey, you, CM Punk.
Little wink, wink to Punk, who admittedly said he stole the go-to-sleep from Kenta, a.k.a. Hideo Itami.
Did he ask, though, and that's why he kept the same name?
Yeah, he has a lot of, he said he always had a lot of respect for him, and that's why he didn't change the name. Yeah. So.
But I mean, it'll be Itami versus Rude.
Yep,
which I like.
For the NXT, I mean, it's different. Definitely different. I think
it's different, and I mean, I figure we're overdue for Itami to get hurt again, so that'll be interesting to see how it happens.
You know what? I actually think this is the first time he's actually going to get his opportunity to shine and be okay. I don't think he'll be hurt for a while.
Oh, I hope not.
I mean, he got a lot of bad luck injuries.
Yeah.
So hopefully he has a good showing. I do think Rude retains, though.
Oh, I agree. Then the
because of my Adam Cole prediction, baby.
Then there's the tag match, which is DIY versus the Authors of Pain.
Yes,
DIY versus AOP.
Well,
that's a little bit of all right.
And I am going to take DIY winning back the tag team titles, because that's the thing. This is also a ladder match.
Ladders.
And I don't think a ladder match win for DIY takes away from the Authors of Pain, because they still don't beat Authors of Pain in a standard wrestling match. They don't pin them. They don't submit them. They're fine. Authors of Pain do not lose in that position to me. I think this is the perfect match to take titles away from Authors of Pain and still keep them look strong.
Fair enough.
So that's my prediction.
And then Triple Threat, Asuka versus Ruby Riott versus Nikki Cross. You think Asuka retains?
Yeah, it's unfortunate because Ember Moon was also in this match and an injury forced her to withdraw.
I just watched it, actually. It was pretty gruesome.
Yeah, and it's fairly unfortunate, but I do think Asuka retains. I think they are going to build another NXT takeover to Ember Moon being the next one to take the title.
Yeah.
So I think that's going to be the one before SummerSlam, to be honest. I think it'll be a big one, which I believe is the next one anyway.
Yeah. What other matches other than that? Those are the three I know of.
Well, I know Aleister Black will be in action some way.
Is that against Andreas Cien Almas?
Was that not the last match that they did?
Yeah. But so, I mean, I'm not too sure
if that'll be.
I watched him on.
They had didn't they have Roderick Strong against CN last one?
I can't remember, to be honest. They did CN versus Black on, I think, on an NXT show. I do think his finisher is disgusting. His past week he faced that Kona guy.
Oh, the Black Mask kick.
Yeah, it's disgusting. It's amazing.
I like how he picks up a guy with his foot.
Yeah.
And just the accuracy he has. The one thing I wish he would do is when he kicks a guy, like right in the gut, I mean, guys get a little too close. I saw a match he had with Curt Hawkins, and he just beat the living piss out of him, which is funny.
I think given the chance, we'd do the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, well, I think Curt Hawkins would be a great addition to the tag triple. I'm just going to say this. He always rocks Oilers colors.
He could let everyone know the struggle facts.
Yeah. The facts of struggle.
Yeah.
Face the facts. And our beers. Don't want people to forget about our beers that are waiting. I have an idea that they might have CN, who's been doing the partying thing, try to go in the ring and party and say, oh, he's having such a good time. He's in such a good mood. He'll take on anybody. Aleister Black comes in and beats him.
Do you think it's like, you think he's starting to try to go the route of like a heel version of Adam Rose? Mm. Partying, but like not like, you know, not fun partying, just like he's always alcoholic drunk.
I don't know. Maybe they're giving him like a Scott Hall gimmick. I don't know.
Very good.
However, and then you have Sanity, and I'm sure that there's going to be, I honestly think it'll be the three members of Sanity, the male members, probably against No Way Jose, Cassius Ohno, and Roderick Strong. I think that'll be a thing going on.
Fair enough.
I think that's a card. I'm not too sure.
We don't know everything because we should know almost everything.
Well, let's face it. We admittedly say we always seem to forget the NXT. Yeah. I mean,
is weird because I always prefer it over the main.
Yeah, we never forget to watch it. We just forget to talk about it.
We always talk about the aftermath, though.
Yeah. So, I mean, next week we'll talk about the results in the show as well as the results of Backlash.
Yeah. So I think we might have to do that on Sunday night because I work shoot stuff on Monday, Tuesday.
Shoot stuff.
Bows
and arrows.
Yes. And while shooting those bows and arrows, I always like to wear my shirts from WonderManeuver.net.
Yes.
My vintage struggle, or vintage OWE and current struggle. I don't know why I got those mixed up. Point is, I have both of them, and they're great.
Put the drink down.
No!
Fine. Then I'll have mine, too.
Good. Okay. But yes, WonderManeuver.net. Get our stuff. It's a little bit of all right.
Strugglicious biatch. And also, make sure you download this podcast when you go on Podbean, iTunes, or Google Play when you download the Edmonton Sport Podcast Network.
We're under a network of people where we're clearly the standout.
Yeah. Content, bitch. I mean, once a week, who else does that?
There's a couple that are starting to, but really, it's quality over quantity. Yeah. We have quality and quantity.
Because, I mean, hey, if you can tune into the Sounds of Struggle and you say you know exactly what we're talking about, then let's face it. I mean, you have a better clue than we do.
I just really drinking that fun.
Yeah, I mean. Word! But yeah, you can also go back and check out all the other shows. There's Quick Calls and there's everything else. There's the Job Talk or whatever that jobber guy.
Talking about doing jobs in the back alley with his mouth or something.
He talks
like that.
About all the cruiserweights from the 205 live show on Monday night. So he talks about what, like 5 matches?
Yeah. I actually listened to one of them and it was so depressing.
Yep.
It was really
sad. I blame you, Alicia Fox.
Yes.
So make sure you do that. Check all the shows out. Make sure you go back and listen to all past episodes of The Sounds of Struggle. I mean, there's a lot. I mean, there's 22 of them.
Yeah, there is. 23 now.
Well, 23 now. And that is just a little bit of all right.
Yes.
And for Maniac, I am Chris Parrish.
And for Sean Martin, because he is
my man.
Yes, and he is the third member of Tag Struggle, where we are real
and spectacular.
That a bitch.